SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
With you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have everybody with us on a Wednesday night on the grid. A lot going on, as always. Big football show tonight. Big football show with NFL Week 16 and the college football playoff on the horizon. That's right. One game Friday night, three games on Saturday. Tons of action here for your holiday season, as we're now just 1 week away from the big guy coming, Christmas, only a week away for us. So a lot to do. We have bowl games tonight going on right now. Everybody loves Boca Raton this time of year. They go up there, and then you got the L.A. Bowl later on. If you can find some guys to actually play in the game, they do have one later. And several other things that will cross our paths as we continue to move on. Mike Carver with you. And yes, he's here tonight. The one, the only, the encyclopedia of college football. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? A pleasure on this beautiful Wednesday. We got college bowl games, Western Kentucky and James Madison. We got Cal, UNLV. We got him. We got college football playoff talk, NFL talk. Doesn't get better than this. I'm chomping at the bit, baby. I missed you.
Yeah, I missed you too, Joe. It happens so infrequently now that, yes, I always miss you when we get back together.
No, the little digs. I'm tired of them.
Well, you're very busy.
I know, but you make it necessarily sound like I'm blowing you off. You make it sound like I'm just choosing not to be with you.
If you would let me say, it's not necessarily like, you know, it's your fault or anything. It is the way that it is. It is what it is, as we like to say. We have two games tonight, Joe. Let's start there. This Western Kentucky James Madison game, which is going to the fourth quarter. Now, I saw Western Kentucky get in the end zone, but I think they threw a flag, Joe. And when they come back here from this timeout, I'm seeing third and goal from the 26 is what they're going to be dealing with. So that's not good. For the over, considering the over ain't hitting anyway. But still, you never know. You get some zany fourth quarter at some overtimes, things could happen. But they had a long play, Joe, down inside the five, and they weren't able to bang it in after that. So they're probably going to end up with a field goal and at least tying this game at 17 with James Madison. And this game, Joe, like many college bowl games nowadays, it's just bones for the buzzards in terms of who's actually playing in the game. There's just a billion guys out for both teams. It hurts the quality of the product, Joe.
It does. Now, last night's game, I nailed dead on. I hit a parlay. So I watched that game play out. Love the over. Hennigan and Garrett Green played in that game, and it was points aplenty. These two games tonight, defensive-minded team in terms of James Madison, I still think they'll cover. This field goal is no guarantee. I don't know if it's a wet track, but high grass, and there's no guarantee that they're going to make this field goal on fourth and third and goal. He gets inside the 20, so we'll see how it plays out. But even if he kicks the field goal, you're at 17 up, and then James Madison could still kick get a touchdown, and then they push or win it by margin, right, depending if you got under seven. So we'll see. I still lean to James Madison. The other game I like, Cal, and the other game I like the dead under there. So we'll see. Well, I played the over last night. I'm on both of these unders tonight.
That game's really swung because when me and you did the picks last week, Wasn't Cal a 1.5-point favorite a week ago when me and you?
Yeah,
did the
but
picks?
I think there was some thought that Fernando Mendoza would play in that game.
Yeah, now he's not.
And now he's not. And Chandler
and the
Rogers is
hurt.
There. And Chandler Rogers, yeah.
So, they're playing some third stringer that they got from Ohio or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's going to be a rushing attack. UNLV runs it anybody, right? Runs it anyway, right? Right. And Jaden Knott. I took a shot on him tonight. Now, numbers-wise, he's been pathetic. He gets around 10 to 13 touches, but I altered him as high as 90 tonight with the under. So I've added 70, 80, and 90 because I think Cal will run it, and I think Cal is just a little bit better defensively, so I'll take a shot with them. Did the kid make it?
Yeah, he did. So 17 up here in the Boca Bowl. So 17 up with a whole quarter to play. -3.5 for JMU Live and a 44.5 total.
What was the pre-total? I don't remember what the total was.
At kick tonight, I can tell you that. Hold on 1 second.
Because I know kicked, James Madison was 7.5, 7.
Right. Where did that go, Joe? I had it in front of me. Give me a moment here. 50.5 was the pregame.
I mean, now, you get overtime, you still might get the get the total.
The problem is, I have, or at least for me and you, I took when we remember we did this last Friday. 52.5 is what I got last Friday, so yeah. I got a real bad number from when we made the selections, and you're actually right. On under Joe 52.5 for this game for me and you.
Right,
is where we're on for that. And you, by the way, you're out blazing 3-0.
Whoa!
3-0 start for you.
Hot soup.
Now, just remember, last year in the bowls,
I can't. What was I started 15-4?
You started the bowls last year. I have it here.
15-4.
Here it comes. I'm gonna get it out because it was
hot soup.
It was quite the comeback for me in bowl season. You started. I've got you at 1 point. You were 13-4, and then you were 19-5.
Wow!
In the bowl season,
blazing.
You were 19-5, and I was 13-11. And then I went on an absolute tear, and I ended up getting you. I finished 28-13, and you finished 26-15. So you had a
still
very
great,
bad.
Though. I mean, we made people money in the bowl season.
We had a great bowl season last year. We had a great bowl season, both of us. You were hot early. I was hot late for the bowl season a year ago. So maybe we get that again this year, and we'll see if I can make some waves. Because I got out to a rough start. Man, that South Alabama not covering at 8.5. That was brutal in that game for me. So. We do have some bowl action tonight that we're going to go through. And, Joe, we'll start to talk about these games for this weekend, including, of course, Notre Dame and Indiana on Friday night. I love the quote from Cignetti today, Joe. I'm sure you saw that. He's like, I hope there is 2 feet of snow out there. My quarterback's from Canada, so it'll be all right. So there's talk of it's going to be cold. We know that. And there's going to be some snow on the ground.
I'm curious to know. Okay.
Yeah.
You see, now you're playing a rope though. You're coming. I love the quote by Cignetti. You're not betting Indiana. You know you're a diehard in the trenches with your boy Marcus Freeman and the crew. There's no shot you're rooting against them.
I'm not rooting against them. I think Notre Dame's going to win. I wouldn't lay 7.5 with them. Seven and a half. I wouldn't lay with Notre Dame. I wouldn't do it.
I think the game's a dead under.
I think the game's a dead under, too, but I think the Irish win if the game's a dead under. I think the Irish win.
I think
win
more like 24-20 Irish win.
Yeah, but that's exactly. Like, I'm not going to lay it with them. I wouldn't lay it with Notre Dame. I just want them to win, Joe. I just want them to win the game.
You see, I have a crypto play on Saturday.
Oh, the crypto plays are coming out. Huh? The crypto plays for Saturday. Now, we will do picks at some point in these 2 hours, Joe. We will do the one game tomorrow, which is awful, that New Orleans Bowl with Georgia Southern and Sam Houston, and we'll do the Friday night games tonight as well, even though we'll be on. Because actually, it's Friday afternoon, Joe. Tulane in Florida playing Friday afternoon at 3:30, so we have some afternoon action. Actually, the Ohio game's at noon on Friday. You got a lot of afternoon action coming up this week. Carver and Leach from Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. We're just getting going on the grid. We're back after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Leach from Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. James Madison, Joe, is they're just ripping down the field. They're already deep into Western Kentucky territory. They're in a timeout right now. 17 up, just over 11 minutes to go in the fourth. And we'll see if James Madison. Yeah, I wouldn't mind, Joe, a little back and forth touchdown, get it up to 48. And then hopefully we can make some things happen with some overtime after that. Just let the game get crazy. Just let's get it crazy here.
That would be nice. Let's do it. Let's roll.
What do you want to do? For me and Joe have so much to talk about because, like I said, it's usually a long amount of time between visits with us. I guess we'll start with the college, Joe, since we're doing the college. Let's do the off-the-field stuff, too, first, because I know that bothers the hell out of you. You've sent me, like, 100 stories of transfer portal stuff. Guys leaving, I got injunctions, we've got coaches doing things. There's just so much nonsense that takes away from the game, especially during this time of the year, Joe. And you know I don't like Franklin. I thought his comments on Monday about the kid Trent going into the portal, which... Joe, it's nonsense.
It is nonsense going on right now.
But
why does the kid have to go? Why does the kid have to go this week? He can't go on the 28th.
The kid wants to be a starting quarterback somewhere.
He's going to UCF.
Quarterback.
You see the schools he's looking at? You see the school Iowa?
I'm not following Pabula's UCF. Is
are we serious now? I mean, come on. You're telling me UCF can't wait for you with Scott Frost? Who's running to go to UCF? Can we stop?
They want him in the building, Joe. They don't want him standing with a clipboard on Saturday playing SMU. They want him in the building.
So when does the team matter? When does the team matter for these kids? When?
Joe, you have said several times that you want to be the commissioner of college football. Tell me how you fix this problem. How can you fix this problem? This is a problem.
With the transfer portal?
Transfer portal being now when they're... Now, I got it before when there were these dopey New Mexico bowls and all this stuff going on. Guys went in the portal, whatever. They don't play in the game. Now you're talking about having college football playoff games this week and then, moving.
The portal can't start until after the national championship game.
Then the spring semester at these schools starts then, Joe.
That's it.
You don't care.
They have the April one. They started in April. All right. Started in April then. Just make it April. You don't want to go to school in your respective program? Leave after you graduate the final semester. Just start it in April, right before you bolt from town.
Well, you know, that sounds nice, but they want them there for spring ball and spring practice.
Can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't have it either way. You want to have kids? I mean, now we have kids leaving in the most important game of the year, and we're making it sound like he's a third stringer or a fifth string backup. This kid came in the second half of Wisconsin, completed 11 of 14 passes for 91 yards and a touchdown, and closes the game out, and they win it by 14. You're telling me if Drew Aller gets hurt, they have nobody to turn to but their tight end, Tyler Warren, that's only thrown a pass behind Perbrula? I mean, come on. What are we doing here? What are we doing?
What are we doing? I'm asking you.
You don't like it? I mean, when does the team... You're telling me this kid couldn't wait until after on the 28th to make the decision, see where you're at then? Come on.
It's a bad system, Joe. It's a very bad system. That has come across, that is now, more highlighted because of more important games. Now you have 11 games that decide a national champion, not three. So there's a lot more runway that needs to be cleared out. I don't know what the answer is, to be quite honest with you. I'm not really sure. but
it's aggravating.
It's certainly aggravating for all of these, for everybody involved. It's aggravating. You sent me a lot of quarterback stuff in terms of guys moving around. You see that Mateer's going to go to Oklahoma.
I sent you that. Yeah, that's good for him. John Mateer.
Going to make a lot of scratch. Kids.
I tell you what, that kid's got more guts than Jackson Arnold does. So,
You
see the wide receiver room of LSU? I'm betting LSU to win the national championship. Nick Anderson, I mean, they got talent upon.
Yeah, but, you know, you could have all the wide receivers in the world. If the quarterback stinks, it doesn't matter. The quarterback
He's going to be above average. He'll be above average. I bash
Ohio
the kid.
State had all the quarterbacks in the world this year.
No. Don't start.
Stinks.
Will Howard sucks. Come on.
Just like Nussmeier. Nussmeier sucks too.
I would take Nussmeier over
any
Howard.
Good. Washington State, and you know what? This sucks about Washington State. So they lose Dickert. He goes to Wake Forest.
Yeah, they lose the OC
quarterback.
And DC.
The tier is done. Yeah. So they're supposed to play Syracuse in the Holiday Bowl next Friday night. They don't have a head coach. They don't have an OC. They don't have a DC. They lost 10 starters in the portal. They have 22 total players in the portal. That sounds like, Joe, that game's like steps away from going the Marshall Army route is where that game is heading for Washington State. It sounds like they don't have anyone to play or run the program, and they have a game in
this is such a bad look, and I would sue the Pac-12. I would sue for what the conference did to the Pac-12, to Wash State, and Oregon State. They left these teams out to dry, these kids that actually played this year and had a very successful season. What do these kids do now? You're telling me Washington State has no program anymore? They have no affiliation right now with a conference. They're scrambling just to have mediocrity at this point. And the kids that did work their asses off and put that team above 500 can't even play in a bowl game because obviously the coach was upset. Took a better deal at Wake Forest, and now those kids suffer? But the NCAA cares about everybody. Somebody needs a slap.
Harper and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Harper and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have everybody with us. JMU's in the end zone, Joe, 24-17. They take the lead over Western Kentucky. Still got a lot of time left in this game, just over 9 minutes. So maybe we can get some more fireworks. You know, Joe, the total's live's only 48.5. You know, they I get it. You know, they tie it. It's 24-48. They tied a game here, Joe. It's going to go over.
Yeah.
I don't think Western Kentucky's going to come down the field and score, huh?
I still
just
like
did
JMU.
The last drive.
I know. I don't trust it though, Corver.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like that number in game.
Do you?
Matias took the under 50.5. So now I hope it. Now I really hope it goes over.
I played it a long time ago. I parlayed it. I parlayed it with UNLV around like a 1 o'clock today. So. That's not in game. I played it way beforehand, so I'm sweating it.
The big UNLV double, huh? UNLV with the under. I just couldn't bring myself to do it with these games. There's just too much unknown going on here with both of them. It's very difficult, Joe, to do.
So what do you want to do?
Let's talk about games that matter, Joe. Let's talk about games that matter.
Let's go Friday night.
Notre Dame and Indiana, Irish -7.5, 51.5 total. We'll do some picks for this before we get out of here tonight and a few of the other games. But if the game, and a lot's been made of the weather, it's the middle of December in Indiana. Like it's going to be cold. Like it's going to be cold. Like I don't understand why the weather has become such a factor. Now, snow does affect the game, Joe. I don't know, you see anywhere from flurries to blowing snow.
Yeah, but Indiana just played Purdue in a snowstorm.
Right. And I don't think Notre Dame's going to be, because Notre Dame's trying to play a blue collar game anyway, Joe. I mean, Notre Dame's looking to play a blue collar game either way, whether it's nice out or not. So I don't think that it matters all that much, as a big a deal as some are making it out to be. I think it's a bigger deal that SMU's going to go play in 15 degree weather in Happy Valley on Saturday. I think that's a little bit of a bigger deal. To be quite honest with you, than anything. Yeah, in terms of if you want to make a big deal about someone going to play in weather they're not particularly accustomed to, I think that would be the one case. Like even Tennessee going to Columbus on Saturday night, like, you know, Tennessee's not exactly the Bahamas, Joe. I mean, what, you think that it's not cold there? I mean, come on. I think that the weather's really a non-factor.
I like a lot of dogs heading into this weekend. Scary. Like a lot of dogs.
Wow, turnover, Joe. JMU ball here. Deep in Western Kentucky. Turnover. Let's go.
They're going to implode.
Oh, they got it in great spot, too. Man, look at this. What's this kid doing, Joe? You know what? That might be a throw. He was throwing it. How do they even make that call? His arms, he hits his lineman's head, first of all. I don't see how that's not a pass. How that's not a forward pass.
The stranger things have happened in bowl games. You know that. I don't have to tell you. These bowl games.
Stranger
depends
things
on which
have
side
happened.
The handle's on. You know, the tipping point. Which side is the handle on?
Out of the four dogs, you said you like a lot of dogs this weekend, and I really only like one. And I told you I'm not playing Indiana just because I don't want to root against Notre Dame. If I wasn't a Notre Dame fan, I would maybe consider Indiana as well. There's only one dog I really like. You sound like you like a lot more. Forget the points for a minute. Which out of the four do you think can win outright? Outright dog win.
I think two can win outright. SMU and Tennessee.
So you think SMU can win the game outright, huh? You think that SMU can win the game?
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
I know. I know they're play bully ball. I get that. But the front seven for SMU is legit. And they have the better quarterback. I am not sold on Adler being this guy like everybody is.
Barber and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I'll pick it up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Barber and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard. All right, Joe, you were saying before we left, you think SMU can win in Happy Valley Saturday afternoon. Yeah. You think that they have the better quarterback play. You think that their defensive line is physical.
Yep.
And you think that it can happen. Now, you know why I'm hesitant. I would love to see it. I would love to see it because you know that I like watching Penn State. And more specific, people think this is a Penn State thing for me. It's not. It's a Franklin thing. I don't like Franklin. That's my thing with him.
Let me step up and say I've backed Penn State in recent years, and they cost me money and they cost me coin. Right.
You sure
most
have.
Notably, I was on them against Oregon. Right. I took a shot one last time. They rushed for 292 yards. They still lose the game by eight. They had Drew Aller that could only throw for 225 yards in that game. The strength of SMU is their front seven. They're holding opposing offenses to 2.7 yards per carry. Even though they gave up a lot of yards to Cade Klubnik, they held Clemson to 62 yards rushing. Now, you could say what you want, but I still would take Cade Klubnik over Drew Aller any day of the week. I've never seen Drew Aller in a big game step up and win it. Have you? So in 2 years now, he has failed in huge games. This is a huge game. And I have a kid in Kevin Jennings that is mobile and has stepped up and, you know, lost his only game as a starter by 3 points last week. Because when they lost that game to BYU, he wasn't the starter. So, you know what? I'll take my shots. And I understand the competition's a little bit, you know, it's the ACC versus the Big Ten. But who was Penn State beating? Where's the marquee win on Penn State's resume? Illinois? And think about all the games that Penn State as a favorite at home failed to step up. Ball State, they left lead 34.5. They win it by 7. They trailed at half 24-20. They laid 28.5 to UCLA. They win it by 17.5. They laid 18.5 to Illinois. They won it by 14. So where's the marquee win at home? Am I wrong?
All right.
I mean, tell me where I'm wrong.
No. That's all fine and good. They do win these games.
I know.
I just feel like the other shoe is going to fall with SMU at some point. I don't think they're that great. I really don't. I think that they were benefited. And I talked to you about their schedule in July, Joe. I was telling you about SMU in July. This schedule is very they could navigate this to an ACC title game. And not only did they won. And I think it also helped them, Joe, that the team they played in the ACC title game, you know, they played Clemson. They lost to Clemson.
Right.
They still got in the playoff because, you know, they got themselves high enough where it would have been really unjustifiable for the committee to put Alabama in over them, for them to drop them that many spots with the way that they lost. I just don't think they're a great football team. And James Franklin, since he's been at Penn State, usually feasts on teams that aren't great football teams. You know, they just usually do.
Right.
And I think that that's going to happen here again. It's unfortunate. I hope they give him a game, but it just seems like a bully ball situation for Franklin on Saturday and Penn State. I just think it feels like it. But I hope that you're right, Joe. Now, I'm totally with you on the other one. I think that Tennessee absolutely can win this game on Saturday night in Columbus. Absolutely win. I don't think that. Yeah. I think we've seen already enough from.
Right, if they lose.
He's finished if they lose. I played a clip today, Joe, with Pharrell on Coast to Coast. I mean, he's still talking about losing to Michigan. Like, he's still talking about it. It's been like a month, and they're still talking about the Michigan game. He's finished. They lose on Saturday night. He ain't going to be the coach at Ohio State anymore. He's not going to have to worry about it. And honestly, Joe, the way they are over there, he could probably win a couple games here, and they still won't be happy with him. They care more about that game than the playoff, Michigan game.
See, so, I just think – tell me where – I just think Tennessee is, like, not viewed at as elite, but they have speed.
Right.
And they can run the football. And if Michigan can run it, and that was more blue-collar, like slow, methodical, Ohio State's in for a game. I'll tell you why. Because from a pace perspective, there's nobody outside of Oregon that plays at that pace in the Big Ten that they have faced. You know, Minnesota, Penn State, and they struggled with Oregon, right? And so now this is an SEC offense and defense lines that Nico might only have to throw it 10 times in this game.
I think the biggest thing for me, Joe, is their defensive line is going to – I think they're going to take Ohio State to the cleaners. I really do. I think that big, physical Tennessee defensive line is going to give Will Howard all kinds of problems and get through that because they got injuries on that line. Ohio State's been playing down. That line hasn't been great this year, and they're missing guys. I just think that they're going to have a field day.
Carver, what do you think? Under or over there? A lot of people think under. Can we get the over in that?
45.5, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be cold. It's going to be.
I think the game, Joe, is in the 20-14.
21-17,
20-14 range. I just don't see this game being 45-38.
Here's the thing, too. Here's the other thing, too. People are making a big thing, Ohio State at home, right, and Franklin at home. You don't think You don't think that those two games at home, they're going to be like, it's like great to be at home, but these are two coaches that are so much on the hot seat for not winning big games that you almost want to be on the road in that atmosphere. Things go sour in the first quarter for both of these teams. They might start their own fan base might implode on them, right? I mean, that's another thing, like to be at home and to know the pressure of these games is, I don't think, so much of a benefit. I mean, I'm not talking about like the Texas and Georgias of the world and those teams, you know, the teams that have been there, done that. I'm talking about these new teams that are hosting home games that all of a sudden have pressure and their head coaches are on the hot seat and they're expected to win by double digits. And all of a sudden, first quarter, you're staring at 10-0 deficit in the mirror. What happens then?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem for them. It certainly is. I think Tennessee's going to win the game outright, to be quite honest with you. Oh, now that is a fumble this time, Joe.
What happened?
Western Kentucky just picked up a 4th-and-1. They were moving the football. And now, I don't think this one will come back. The one before came back. But that certainly looked like a fumble to me on there. 3 minutes to go.
And now they have the chance for the sizzler, the field goal.
Yeah,
because how many timeouts they got?
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing. Will they go for the sizzler or will they run the whole game out is the problem here.
I think if it's 4th and long, you go to ice it, don't you?
If it's 4th and long, yeah. But if they pick up a couple first downs here and make them use all their timeouts, they'll probably do the whole we don't want to rub it in thing in a bowl game, which nobody ever likes. Last thing on this. Of the six teams, there's six teams, obviously, 7-1 or lower to win the whole thing. And then there's six teams, 25-1 or longer. When you come back, tell me, any of the six that are 25-1 or longer have any legitimate shot of winning the entire thing? Yeah. You think any of the six teams, 25 or longer, can do it? Oh, they're going to go for it here, Joe. This kid's going to run it inside, down to the 10. Carver and Lee. There you go. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lee, SportsGrid Radio, SiriusXM 159. James Madison's inside the 10, Joe. It's a 3rd-and-3 here. Now, this is specifically the situation I was talking to you about. Western Kentucky's got one timeout left. You know, if they stop them here, 4th-and-3 inside the 10.
They would kick the field goal.
They would kick it to go up 10, right? I mean,
yeah, like, why would you risk? Because if you get stopped, then they're still, you know, you would kick it just to ice the game, you know?
Now, if it's 4th-and-1, I don't know anything about this coach, but if he had any stones, he might do the gamble, you know? And
yeah, 4th-and-1 is different, but like this, you could ice it with a first down, right? Take three
knees. He gets a first down here. He gets inside the 5. I think they're going to...
Oh, you know, they're not getting it now.
They're not getting it now. Uh-oh.
3rd-and-8.
3rd-and-8 now. Move him back. Move him on back.
I have in this game for the show? James Madison or the under?
You have the under in the game. 52.5. 52.5. So, all right, I gave you a question before the break. Six teams, 7-1 or better. Six teams, 25-1 or longer. Tennessee, SMU, Indiana, Arizona State, Clemson, Boise State. Who's got the best shot to actually have a chance to win, if any, or none? You might say none.
Wait a minute.
None have an actual
shot.
So
you said 25 or greater, right? That's what you told me.
Tennessee's 25, SMU's 40, Indiana's 40, Arizona State's 80, 60, Clemson's 60, and Boise's 60.
Yeah, so the only one I would bet on two. I would bet on Tennessee. And I would take a shot on Dillingham and Arizona State. And the only reason why I say that is forget the quarterbacks, take them out of the equation. both of those teams can run the football. Obviously, Tennessee's defense is much more legit than Arizona State. But when you have a dominant rushing attack in this type of situation, you can control clock and your defense at times could be rested. And that's why Arizona State, I've been very, very impressed with the front seven of Arizona State. They get after it. They're opportunistic. They put up pressure on opposing quarterbacks. I think they've done a fantastic job. And Dillingham, you know, knows Lanning if he ever meets up with him in that type of situation. So give me both of those teams. I think they're both legit. I don't think SMU is built for the long haul. I don't think Clemson, unless Clemson strikes the upset, then that's another thing. But Clemson, big picture, hasn't beaten anybody of significance this year.
I don't disagree with you on that. That's for sure. I think, don't get me wrong,
I would love to take Dabo, but I just, they're not built like that this year, you know?
See, my problem with, Tennessee obviously has the players to do it, and it's going to be fourth down and three here, Joe, or fourth down and four.
You kick it, right?
For James
you
Madison.
Kick it? You kick it. You got to kick it.
I think you got to kick here.
There's
because
no
of
way
the,
he
where
goes
you
straight.
Are, the distance.
Yeah.
I think you kick it. I'm still going to come up short either way. Even if they came down and got a touchdown at the end and made it 27-24, it still comes up short for me. So it's over at that point. They're going to a break. I guess he's going to think about it. I don't think he's got the stones, Joe, to go for
There's no shot. Why would you go for it on fourth and three?
Yeah,
this
it doesn't,
would be
doesn't
like,
make a lot of
sense.
That
guy would be like Dan Campbell on drugs.
Yeah. See, I want to take Tennessee, Joe, but I find it hard to believe that they'd beat Oregon. I don't think Oregon would lose to them. I don't think Oregon's losing. I hate going chalk. Like I think Oregon's better than everyone else here. I really do. I think Oregon's a lot better than everyone else.
Look, I love Lanning. They were my pick to win the Big Ten. I was right, even though I bet against them in the Big Ten championship. I thought the number was off. I mean, the long shots, I'll still stick. I think Dillingham at Arizona State at 60 and Tennessee have some value. I really do. Did you see the most bet team to win it is Notre Dame now?
Yeah.
Outside.
Does that scare you? I know.
Does that scare you?
Well, I mean, look, there's two reasons why they're the most bet team. One is, and it's a combo, you know, it's price and they're Notre Dame. You know, I think that that's a big reason for it, right? Like, you look at this point, people don't want to, you know, play 353. I think Notre Dame at 7-1, it's the kind of ticket for these teams that are left that you could go, all right, maybe I could get a little something rolling here. With 7-1 with Notre Dame and try to finish it off. I think that's why, and because they're Notre Dame. I'm surprised that they're going to be, if they win this game Friday, allegedly going to be favored against Georgia.
Let me ask you a question.
I don't buy it at all. But
if SMU beats Penn State,
correct,
they match up very well against Boise.
They'll beat Boise.
So that number at 40-1, if you like SMU, I'm not suggesting they win it. But maybe you get the cash out. That maybe they go down to 15-1. I'm just saying, like, the 40-1 from a value perspective at 40-1 ain't going to be there if you like them plus 8.5 like me and on the money line, right?
I just feel like one of these teams is going to be in the last four. You know what I'm saying? I don't think this is just going to go
chalk.
Because that hasn't been, it just hasn't been college football this year. It just hasn't. It's not gone that way. It's not going to be Texas, Oregon, Georgia, Penn State. Like, it's just not going to be that. I just don't see it. Someone is going to get, whether it's Texas, me and you have discussed Texas with Arizona State potentially in the next round. You know, whether it's Arizona State, maybe your scenario with SMU, you know, one of these teams, I just feel like is going to crash the party of the last four.
I agree.
Oh, picking the right, picking the right one, Joe.
I know.
You're picking the right one that you think can actually do it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I got a fun one for you, Joe, to end this, and then we'll do some NFL at the top of the next hour. So you could parlay teams to make the semis on FanDuel. So you can go, there's a tab there where you can go playoff parlays and you mm-hmm. can pick teams to make, four teams to make the semis, or two teams, three teams, however many you want to pick. So let's take our formula that somebody crashes the party.
Okay.
I kind of took it maybe too far and I put two that crashed the party. So how about Arizona State?
Yeah.
Which is plus 320 to make the semis.
Where do you see this again? You're on the playoff parlays, right?
Playoff parlays, and you see how it has each team to make college football playoff semifinals?
Yep.
You could put the yeses together.
Oh, okay.
You could parlay the yeses here. So right. Arizona State's plus 320. Now, what do you think? Have you seen the look? What would they be against Texas, Joe? What would they be money line against Texas? Probably plus 320.
900?
Right?
No. They're talking hypothetical line, Carver's what? They have the hypothetical line out. They would have they would be 13.5-point dogs. 580?
Okay. Either way. Plus 320. Oregon minus 138. So I put the chalk, the heaviest chalk in there.
Yeah.
Notre Dame plus 158. Because they are going to allegedly be a point or a favorite over Georgia if they win this game against Indiana. And then I put your theory in there as well with SMU. It's plus 450. So Arizona State, Oregon, Notre Dame, and SMU. I probably went too far. I should have only put one in. But it got too juicy, Joe, because I was able to get it up to 100-1 with the four of them together. So 100-1. $10 bill gets you $1,000 for a gas, for a little laugh. Ten for a thousand. You got two teams in there that are already in the next round: Arizona State and Oregon. Right. And if Notre Dame and SMU win this week, you'll have four of the eight teams left. To go and got to get them all into the semis.
So outside of Arizona State, you had Notre Dame, and who was the last one?
I put yours, that's SMU, which is what boosted it up so high. But SMU, Notre Dame, Arizona State, and Oregon.
Oh, you put Oregon in there. You put Oregon. Okay.
Yes, I did put Oregon in there. So.
Okay, so that's juicy.
It's juicy. It's kind of stuff that you like, which is why I did it. That's something that would pique your interest, having that in there.
$200 pays 20 Gs.
You can't put that much on it. It's too much nonsense to put that much
for a gas.
Yeah, for a gas. I mean, me and you have different levels of gas, I guess. You know, a gas for me is a $20 bill. You know, a gas for you is, you know, 200. So that's fine. You know, but
no, I'm just saying. A hundred pays 10 grand.
Yes,
I mean,
it does.
That's juicy. So we would need, so just so you know, SMU would be hypothetical line, 6.5-point favorites over Boise State.
I know that.
Arizona State would be 13.5-point dogs. Notre Dame would be what?
I've seen 1.5 as a favorite over Georgia, basically a pick. Which I don't believe. I believe that Georgia should be the favorite, but that's because
that's because
of Beck. That's because of Beck not playing, which is why they have that line there.
That's tough. That is tough. You can mix and match,
Joe, and come up with another
this.
One. If you
a hypothetical line with Georgia and Indiana is only 6.5. Like,
yeah, I would run probably with Georgia to the window.
I mean,
run.
They got, and I know it's a neutral field. But would they catch against Ohio State on the road at 9.5? 10.
Yeah.
And they got, as high as 13.5 at one point, right? And as low as 9.5. They got smashed by you. And let me tell you something. Georgia.
Well, it's all based off the quarterback. But it's all based off of the quarterback. I firmly believe that Kirby's going to have that kid.
Paul is here.
3+ weeks. He's going to have that kid ready to go.
Yeah.
In that area. You're going to have him ready to go, as far as I'm concerned. 27-17, Joe. James Madison won this game against Western Kentucky. So, nice job by the Dukes. Their first ever bowl win at this level. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We got another hour to go. We're back on the grid right after this.